This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. As I've mentioned many times, perhaps too many times, I get a tremendous intellectual and emotional satisfaction when I hear someone give exactly the right answer to a difficult question. It makes me so happy to hear when someone has just the right words. And here's one of my favorite examples. The parenting book that I most often recommend is Faber and Maislisch's masterpiece, How to Talk So Kids Will Listen and Listen So Kids Will Talk. One thing I admire about the book is that what they observe and suggest for talking to children applies just as well to adults. And this is also true for another book by Faber and Maislisch, which I also love, called Siblings Without Rivalry, How to Help Your Children Live Together So You Can Live Too. In a thought-provoking chapter called Equal is Less, they talk about how to deal with the child who says, "You love Pat more than you love me." What do you say? The authors point out that the answer, "Oh, I love you both equally," isn't satisfying. They write, "To be loved equally is somehow to be loved less. To be loved uniquely for one's own special self is to be loved as much as we need to be loved." This idea is a little hard to understand, and they tell a story to give an example from the adult context. When a wife turned to her husband and said, "Whom do you love more, your mother or me?" she didn't want to hear him say, "I love you both the same." Instead, he said, "My mother is my mother. You're the fascinating, sexy woman I want to spend the rest of my life with." Good answer. I love this story because this is exactly the right thing to say. We don't want to be loved the same. We want to be loved in a way that's just for us. I'll post links to both books in the show notes. I can't recommend them highly enough. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better, they've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.